And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The two travel editors from The Mail on Sundays.
What Sunday Mail, yeah.
And they're fighting this one out. It's about first class. And I thought, who better to ask than this guy?
First class flights you're talking.
First class flights.
First class and fancy free.
That's it, right? There's a fight that's happening because two people are fighting and they're saying, should children be allowed in first class? Yes or no? One person is saying, no way. I'm an adult. I want an experience. You pay extra. Don't want kids on there. The other person's like, why shouldn't I be able to bring my kids on first class or business class if I can afford to do so?
Yeah, you're forking out. So right now, the crazy prices, I mean, every airfare is through the roof at the moment.
Oh, it's crazy.
If you wanted to do, say you were just all out luxury and you wanted to go even business class to LA, New York, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like 15 to 20 grand return. Mm. Now, if you're going to fork that out for yourself and a kid, you can do what you like.
Yeah.
As long as the kid sort of behaves themselves.
Well, see, that's the thing, right? And for people paying that much money for an experience that many people want it to be quieter, so they can get rest.
And noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, but that's basically what you're paying for, isn't it? More room, better food, and it's quieter. It's
Why do you keep looking at me as though I would know?
No, but that's what I'm saying. You guys have kids. Tom, if you could imagine for a second that you could afford first class.
My God, I just...
Did you just check the cost? What is it?
Oh, far out. 13 and a half grand each way, I believe, from Melbourne to LA if you want to fly at the end of Jan.
Is that business or first?
That's first.
Or is that just normal?
26 grand return.
Yeah. Right?
Seven and a half, three if you want to do business.
Imagine paying that and then having kids screaming the whole time.
Okay.
I'd not be, I'd hate it. And you're
25 grand.
Thomas?
For one trip.
What would you do?
Now multiply that family of four, Tommy.
Oh, my God, $100,000.
See, why would you have a kid? Why would you pay 25 grand for a seat for a kid?
No, you wouldn't. You know what you do? You'd pay a nanny and you'd send them in the back.
Yeah, maybe. That's actually not a bad idea.
Just do a home alone. Whatever. Stick them in the back. Surely your parents can fly in the front and you can fly in the back.
If you've got even 50 grand to spend on flights for one holiday,
yes.
I reckon just buy a plane. Buy your own plane.
Yeah, true.
And just fly that.
Do you think kids should be in first class? Come on. I know you're a parent and I know that you are always a fighter for the children.
No, I think if you can afford to bring your children, you should be able to. And if you are paying whatever it is to be in first class, you should know that there is the possibility of there being kids there.
Nah.
And absolutely.
I reckon.
Where do you sit? Are you in, like, no kids?
No kids.
Oh, but I could bring Wombie dog.
No, why can't I bring Wombie? Why can't I? If I can
You can underneath in a certified dog crate.
If you can bring kids in first class, I can bring my dog on first class. Sorry, it's the same.
It's a ridiculous argument.
It's not a ridiculous argument.
The kids aren't going to poo in the aisle.
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Are you going to put a nappy on Wombie?
I'll put a nappy on Wombie.
He's also the size of a human, like an adult.
So he's a child.
No, it isn't. That's a child. It's the definition of...
And Wombie won't bark the whole time, but if he does, it's fine because the kids are allowed up there too.
Yeah.
Get your kids out of first class. I'm acting as if I'm rich and have money. And obviously, none of you would be friends with me. Like, obviously.
That's all right. So nothing changes there.
Yeah. Triggered.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
You know the present that Lingy and I are getting you. Do I have to wrap it?
No.
Good.
I'll obviously wrap your presents because I've
No, that's
gone
fine, but you know what you're
effort.
Doing. Okay, you're a sustainable guy, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to wrap? It's big. Do you want me to have to wrap the whole thing, use two wheels, two tubes of wrapping paper?
No.
There
no,
you
that's
go.
Fair. Yeah.
Good.
Well done, Logs.
I had to ask him on air because he had to be that sustainable guy. And no matter his feelings, he had to lie about it.
Hmm. No, that's right. I already know what it is. So that's sort of the magic is still there.
You said to me, and I quote, we can't wait to get your Christmas present. We needed it on the weekend.
Oh, because it was a pain in the ass dragging the kids to the beach in Port Arlington.
Exactly.
Trying to...
Hang on.
You owe me $30, by the
way. What are we getting him?
We got a beach.
Have you changed?
We got a beach tray thing.
One of those trolleys that you put all the crap and the kids in.
Yeah,
same price about the thing that we were going to get him.
Ah,
same
okay.
Price.
Didn't
you
realize
owe me
$30. Good change.
Actually, make it $60.
She bought it for someone else and then realized that wouldn't be a good gift for that person. Then was like, oh, I got to return it. Unless you want it. Merry Christmas.
And,
care and love.
Oh, exactly. And what's the problem there?
No, nothing. I support you because you're buying it on behalf of both of us.
Exactly. And what's your problem, Tom? I said, I can return it. But then I thought maybe you guys want it as a Christmas gift because I thought that maybe you would. And I was thinking with feelings. So...
Christmas, the season for giving and love.
There's no problem with it. And also, it's just very familiar because there was that time that you bought a coffee on the way to work and you tried to give it to a homeless guy who was sleeping rough and he didn't want it. Or you got frightened. Well, one of the two. And so then she brought it to work and gave it to me. So I was the second choice on the coffee like I'm the second choice on the Christmas present. So.
Okay. That's fine. I'll keep my beach... pool cart thing. I'll keep it. All right.
No, I need it.
No. I'll keep it. I'll give you something else.
I told you.
Something that I've thought about.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are limber. We are prime.
This is it. Guess the year.
Let's do it. Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guess the year. We're going to play some little bits of songs. And we're going to have to cast our minds back through the mists of time. Try and remember.
What?
Lee just opened his mouth. He went to say back.
Yeah.
But he just went.
I just didn't say anything.
He went.
Was he kind of squinting? Like he was drifting away?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to psych me out ahead of the competition? Or
obviously.
What? Yeah. Well.
And it's worked.
Anyway, we're going to have to try and remember when we first heard the song. That'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released. We write it down on a piece of paper. Closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Good job.
Yeah, best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. You're ready to play? Let's play Guess the Year for this Tuesday morning. Question number one sounds like this. You love me and soon you will see. Casey Chambers.
Little
pigeon.
That I told you once.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
Behind that, of me at the pool.
That's okay. That one. I didn't remember until you said you at the pool.
Yeah.
Go on, tell everyone. So tell us, this is what the whole game is about, you sharing your trauma.
I was at the pool and I was wearing one of those long tops. I didn't like being at the pool. We had to for school carnival day. And one of the boys said, as I was floating there, oh, you've got big jugs. And I went home and cried. Listen to Jules' album.
I'm not laughing at your pain. I'm laughing about something else.
3, 2, 1.
1995.
Oh, okay.
You've gone way early.
Oh, I think I've gone way late. Here we go. So you said 95. You 99. Said 99. I said 2001.
It's earlier than 99.
She remembers exactly when the jug comment happened, mate. Don't you worry about that.
The year was 1997.
Oh, you went over for the point.
Apology accepted. Okay.
No apology accepted.
Yeah, because you treated me like...
It?
Yeah.
Yes, he got 95. He didn't go over. You did.
I thought you said two. Anyway, who cares? Let's go.
That's right. One to me.
My apologies.
Apparently the jug's not so memorable. Here we go. Question number two.
Who is it?
Mark Morrison.
Why does he keep coming back, though?
Return Watch my foot. It's not the lyrics.
No, it's not the lyrics at all. Okay. Oh,
what sort of trauma
of
were you
Mac.
Going through at that stage?
Oh, I wasn't going through trauma.
Oh, you're happy.
All right.
Okay, happy days must mean...
Ready? Are we all ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 1995. Oh, you are under... You might as well have said 1750.
I wasn't ready. I was about to say 2001.
Right, okay. So you've said 2001. Yep. I've said 95. So we've swapped.
Yes.
And you've gone way early to try and undercut it.
No, I didn't try.
No, I understand the tactic. I don't appreciate it, but I understand it.
The year was 1996.
Oh, I'll take that one.
Yes.
Thank
well
woo.
Done, Tom.
Thank woo very much. Okay, so it's a point to me, point to Lingy. Loggy, Just
you can join in.
I'm joining in with the trauma memories. That's a whole part of the game.
That's right. That's what she brings. She brings to the table.
Thank you.
Okay. Question number three. Let's hope you got some good trauma associated to this one.
Oh, I do.
Evanescence, tell us about it. What happened? What was going on in your world?
Remember how, like, when we were younger, there'd be, like, we went through a stage where there would be, like, a vase around. Like, you go to a mate's house and there was, they'd be like, you'd be like, that's cool.
No vase chat, thank you. All right, kids in the car. All right, everybody got a year written down?
I would say...
I'm going similar, though. Yep, righto, okay. Got it.
3, 2, 1. 1998. 3, 1, 98. Here we go. Let's find out. This is for the win.
The year was...
2003.
Yeah. Oh, that is a tie. All right, tiebreak situation. We've got one more question up our sleeves. This is for the win now. Okay, my head, my heart.
I wouldn't even begin to know when that song is.
All right, have a guess.
This is like right down your alley. Did you choose the music? Look.
Yes, Lingy, I chose the music.
Come on, mate.
Oh, grumpy. Basically. Just because you're getting challenged.
My head, my heart. Is
usually dominate this game.
Okay, I've written something down.
Got it.
3, 2, 1. 2021. Oh, 20. Oh, okay.
21.
What did you say?
10.
2010. I said 15. You said 2020. Here we go.
The year was 2020.
Oh, I'll take it. Yes, closest to without going over.
In the traditional Price is Right.
Yes.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you. I was nowhere near it. You're very good, though. 2021. That was close, mate. Well done.
It was close, but not quite. Little pat on the head.
Thanks, darling.
All right. I guess the year returns for one more time in 2023 next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So, at the weekend, Carla and I had a bit of an unpleasant experience. I'm not super happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I was like, oh. So I don't like to do something. And a lot of people are like, oh, I can't believe you don't do it. Oh, really? Why not? Why don't you like to? You know, it's that kind of response that I get, and mainly from you, Loggy.
Okay.
And sometimes Lingy as well, but other people too. So, you know, I don't like to watch movies.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I thought it was getting to the point. You don't like to get to the point.
No. Sorry, Lingy, we've lost your microphone there.
Savage.
That was quite brutal. I feel like I walked straight into
heard
that.
Him. Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, knocked the air out of me, actually.
Hey, you can't be savage like us. Stop. That's not your thing, all right? No. Stop trying to jump in.
No, to be fair. To be fair, we hit him with that stuff all the time. So, please. Good on you.
You're becoming one.
Well done. Oh, good on you. You got me a good one.
Sorry, please continue.
My ears are ringing. Like someone just walked up to me head and went bang on my ears.
Don't all do that on the mic.
No, sorry about that. If that popped your speakers in the car. Okay, so Saturday night, I thought to myself, God, like Carly didn't really sign. When I got together with her, she didn't really sign up for someone who doesn't watch movies. It's something that's sort of developed over the years, particularly accelerated since we've had kids, and I sort of value my time. Kid-free a lot more, and you would know this as well.
You got to make the most of it, and you choose to spend it how you want to spend it.
Xbox.
Yeah.
That's right, you know, whatever. So, yeah, great example. If I play Xbox these days, it's between the hours of 11 and 11:30 p.m. on a Saturday or a Friday night once everybody else has gone to bed and I have this brief moment where I'm like, no, I have to because I'm exhausted, but otherwise I won't. I'll never play it. So that's kind of where life is at the moment. And so on Saturday night, Carly was like, hey, we've been smashing The Office.
Yeah.
We're about eight and a half seasons in of a 9-season kind of run of The Office watching it. And I said to Carly, let's watch something else, right? So while we had dinner, we watched an episode of Backroads. Heather Ewart from ABC. We just did the second part of her doing a trip across the Nullarbor. Beautiful. You know, you get to see a bit of the country.
Mm.
And then afterwards, Carly was like, hey, do you want to watch a movie?
Mm.
And I thought to myself, no. But then I thought, again, not what she signed up for. Yeah. A guy that always says no to watching a movie. We used to quite like watching movies together.
Yeah. What's the difference between a series? The fact that it's too long and there's no stopping in between? Because you can pause it.
No, so, yeah. Well, yeah. So
you can come back to it.
30-minute episodes, even 40-something-minute episodes, I at least know that I can nix out whenever I like.
Yeah.
And if I don't, if I'm not enjoying it, then I can just go on to something else. Yeah. Whereas if you're watching a movie, you're kind of strapped in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know you can kind of just watch a movie and not get fully into it, maybe even half fall asleep on the couch.
Well, yeah, but that's the other thing I do. I always fall asleep, particularly in movies. Anyway, so she goes, oh, there's this movie that gets really, you know, there's a lot of buzz about it. It's very popular at the moment.
Yeah.
Stars Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
It's new. It's on Netflix. It's called Luckiest Girl Alive. Here's a little taste.
My name is Ani Finelli. Soon, I'll be an editor at the New York Times Magazine.
Your voice is simply fearless.
And in 6 weeks, I'm getting married in a lavish but tasteful ceremony. Luke comes for money.
Let's go, babe.
But I have something no trust fund can buy. The edge. Love my work. Hate babies. I'm this close to the life no one thought I deserved.
This is Ani. Nice to meet you.
Mr. Larson, it's me. Tiffany.
Tiffany?
All right, so you get it's a bit of a thriller.
Okay, yes, I have heard about this one.
It's a bit of a sort of secrets from the past coming back to bite you kind of arrangement. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. I like Mila Kunis.
Yeah, you had me at Mila Kunis.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, she's great. And so I was like, yeah, cool, all right, we'll do it. I'll give it a go. We'll watch a movie. And my review of the movie, trash, absolute garbage. It is... so crap.
Why?
It is. Wow. It got to a point where there's a particular scene.
Yeah.
That I personally just went, nah, I don't need to watch this. This is not entertainment for me. This is just shock sort of gross.
You're not like a true crime guy, really. Do you think it's just...
It's just ass. It's just a terrible movie.
Can I ask, is Carly's review the same as yours?
Yeah, yeah. So she... We didn't... I nixed out. At that point, I saw that scene. I was like, I don't want to watch this. So I...
How long were you into the movie, were you?
Oh, an hour.
Okay.
Into still a two-hour movie. An hour ago. Yeah. And so instead of walking away and going sitting in a different room, isolating myself, I just got my phone out and I started, sort of, as you said, you know, kind of tuning out. But Carly got sort of three quarters of the way through it and went, this is so bad. And I said, yeah, okay, it is so bad. So what we've done is we get a window of about 3 hours a week on a Saturday night and we've given two of those hours to a trash movie when we could have wasted 20 minutes on an episode of something, gone, that sucks, and moved on with our lives.
Yeah, but you're unlucky. You're going to say this is why you don't watch movies, but you just chose a bad movie.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
And do you know what you need to do? You need to actually choose movies that other people recommend.
This was what other people recommended.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That is,
this is exactly what that was. Everyone's buzzing about this movie and it's garbage. So if you're thinking of wasting your 3 hours that you get on a Saturday night away from the kids on The Luckiest Girl Alive, don't do it.
Put Goodfellas on.
Moral of the story. Go with something safe.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.